This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Just in time for holiday gift giving, how about the bottled essence of your alma mater? A company in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is developing perfumes and colognes intended to evoke pleasant memories of specific universities. For example, if you're a woman who attended Penn State, you can douse yourself in a blend of vanilla, lilac, rose, and white patchouli. Men can splash on a cologne with the scents of blue cypress and cracked pepper. Katie Masick is the head of Masick Collegiate Fragrances, and she says she came up with the idea.
I've always loved fragrances since the time I was a small child, and I wanted to come out with a fragrance line, but I want to do something totally, completely different. I thought, what's something that people are really emotionally tied to, something that they experience firsthand? I thought, well, what about your college? It's such an emotional connection. Smell is such an emotional scent. Smells linked to memory. So I thought, let's link scents to schools. And then as people, it becomes part of their fragrance collection, it will always be the scent of their school.
Well, we're not sure how big the market for these fragrances will be, but we figured there's no shortage of opinions about what one's alma mater smells like and what that might mean for a true-to-life perfume or cologne.
My name's Yvonne Plumley, and I went to Colorado State University. And if they were to make a perfume that personified Colorado State University, it would have to be a mixture of deer and, because there's a lot of veterinary majors, and it would have to be probably locker room, because of all the football games we always have to go to.
My name is Sophia Heller. I'm at Georgetown University Law School. I would say a perfume that smelled like Georgetown would be used money. You've been in people's wallets, been folded, been used, been handed around, passed through a lot of people.
Kathleen Phillips, Syracuse University. It would smell like oranges because Syracuse are the orange men.
My name's Marie Palachuk. I graduated from Gonzaga University. If it were to be a popular smell for a perfume that everybody would buy, it would smell like a sweaty basketball player, because that's what Gonzaga is known for, is the Zag basketball team.
I'm Bill Falsey. I went to Stanford, so I think Stanford would probably be an amalgam of maybe redwood trees, silicon, if it has a smell, maybe apples.
My name is Arnold Ajello, and I went to the Bucknell University. It was surrounded by cow fields, but I'm not going there. I think it was a wooded area, and it would smell like pine.
Heather McGinnis, and I just graduated from Vassar College in May, along with my friend Pete here, who also went to Vassar.
My name is Peter Nguyen. Let's see, probably a lack of showering among the student body, but also a deep mown grass scent because of our extensive lawns.
Tobacco that you rolled yourself, there's all the hipsters that enjoy doing that.
Extensive tobacco and drugs. Expensive.
Oh yeah, marijuana maybe.
Some suggestions for campus-specific perfumes from people on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.